when we find that there's self-referencing points of view arising, then we just emphasize the space in which they're occurring. And when there's points of view of wanting to run away from ourselves arising, we emphasize the clarity in which they're occurring. So what we see more and more is that none of our points of view are a problem. Not even the ones that are related to awareness, and our understanding of what awareness is means that they must be a problem, like I'm still trying to run away from myself. But it's just a description. Nobody can run away from themselves. Wanting to run away from ourselves is ourselves. That's every perception is us. We are everything all at once, and we can't escape it. We can't escape it. So sometimes when we let things be as they are, perhaps sometimes we're letting things be as they are that we've never let be as they are before, you know, and then we're not really sure if it's safe to do then. So we feel a little bit vulnerable, a little bit naked, because we've never tried it before in some cases with some points of view. You know, like if I let my social insecurity be as it is, I'll probably just black out and fall on the floor, and everyone will think I'm even more weird than I already think they do think I am. So we kind of, I better not let it be as it is, so that I can just get through my day, you know. But our day gets through itself. We don't have to do anything. So we're everything all at once. We don't have to worry about anything, not even worry. Everything is self-arising appearances of an already complete reality. So it's almost... It's so good that we almost can't allow ourselves to allow it to be that good, you know. So we're already complete. Everything's already complete. I've got to worry more about stuff. But more and more we see that that's all that's going on. Everything's already complete. Good. Yeah. So now we just continue living our life knowing that. And that changes everything. And more we'll see more and more of what's actually going on. You know, I know that for myself, for example, there was a lot of points of view going on for me that I didn't even see for a while, you know, like social anxieties. I always kind of thought I'm kind of quite socially anxious sometimes, or a lot of the time, whatever one it was, on any particular day. But when I started to rely on clarity, I really saw, wow, I'm a total screwhead. I'm absolutely mad. Like, when I'm with people, every 10 seconds I have the thought, oh, they think I'm really weird. Or, I am really weird, and hopefully they won't notice. And so if I took those things to be a sign that I'm not... If I was relying on clarity, then I wouldn't have these kinds of thoughts. You know, that's a common thing that we can think. But just like Margareta and Annette said so beautifully clear, is that we really, the essence of this teaching is that we see the inseparability of clarity and all of our points of view. So we get more and more realistic about what clarity is. It's no longer... Like, we can hear that, but we still think... I'm just saying it for myself. We can hear that a million times, but we still think that clarity is a special fluffy world that in it, like in a beautiful cloud in the sky that we'll just float up to as we gain confidence in clarity. And it's got nothing to do with all my horrible social anxiety and kind of feeling awkward or feeling vulnerable, and clarity has nothing to do with those things. But more and more we see that clarity is those things, and that's really what's so powerful. So when we let those things be as they are, then we really know what true peace is. You know, whereas before we might have thought that peace equals the absence of disturbing states. But by letting disturbing states be as we are, as they are, we see that peace equals everything. Everything is peaceful. But we can't see that. We can't see that unless we stop insisting on our descriptions of what's going on. So social anxiety, when we don't describe it, it's just energy, it's just physical sensations in our body or whatever it might be in that moment. And then we've learned, because we don't like it, we want it to have a name so that we can perhaps do something about it. If it has a name, then maybe it'll have a solution as well. If I call it something, then maybe I can figure out how to get rid of it. But we've tried doing that our whole lives and it's never worked. So when we allow social anxiety to be as it is, we see that actually there's no such thing as social anxiety. There's no such thing, it's a fiction. Everything is a self-display of clarity. And it's very, very simple. And it's very, very satisfied exactly as it is.